Tom grew up with his dad, Jim, who worked hard to support the family. But Jim's old-fashioned advice wasn't enough to prepare Tom for today's rapidly changing world. As Tom got older, he realized his dad's guidance was lacking. Jim always talked about good grades and jobs, but never spoke about things that mattered. Then, most importantly, things that mattered were often outdated. The generational gap made things worse. Jim's advice came from a time when loyalty to one company meant a stable life, and being adaptable wasn't important. But Tom faced a tough job market and fast-paced technology, leaving him unprepared. Tom's story shows a hard truth. Many young men today have dads who, despite their best efforts, can't give them the right advice for success in our tough world. It's time you learn the five crucial masculinity lessons your dad probably never taught you. So, let's get started. Lesson 1. Setting up and enforcing personal boundaries. Listen up, because this one's really important. You might think that going with the flow and pleasing everyone around you is the way to be liked, but you're dead wrong. Being a doormat won't get you respect. It'll just make people walk all over you. You need to learn how to set and enforce personal boundaries, or you're going to be left feeling used, abused, and completely disrespected. Personal boundaries are limits that you set for yourself to protect your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. They're crucial for maintaining a sense of self-respect and ensuring that you're not constantly bending over backwards for others. This isn't about being selfish or unkind. It's about taking care of yourself and knowing your worth. So, here's the harsh truth. No one is going to set those boundaries for you. It's time that you decide what you're willing to tolerate when you draw that line. Are you going to let people make demands on your time, energy, and resources without giving a single lick in return? Are you going to allow others to treat you like a doormat or belittle you? Hell no! To set your effective boundaries, you need to know your limits. Be brutally honest with yourself and talk to yourself about what you're willing to accept and what crosses the line. Once you've identified your boundaries, it's time to start enforcing them. Here's the tough part. Enforcing boundaries means standing up for yourself and saying no when necessary. It might be uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's worth it. You'll gain the respect of others, and more importantly, respect for yourself. Lesson 2. The importance of self-reliance and independence. I'm not gonna sugarcoat this, I can't. If you want to be strong and successful, you need to be self-reliant and independent. Relying on others to constantly pick up the pieces and fix your problems isn't going to cut it. It's pathetic, and it's a surefire way to end up dependent and weak. There is a reason self-reliance and independence are fundamental aspects of masculinity. They are essential for developing your character and building a life that you can be proud of. When you're self-reliant, you have the confidence to face challenges head-on and the resilience to bounce back from setbacks. You're not constantly looking for someone else to save you. You are your own damn hero. Now, I'm not saying that you should never ask for help or seek support from others. It's perfectly fine to lean on friends, family, or even professionals when you truly need it. It can even be a form of strength, asking for help. But the key is knowing when to ask and when to buckle down, grit your teeth, and get the job done. Start by taking responsibility for your actions, your choices, and your life. Stop blaming others for your failures and own up to your mistakes. Learn new skills, educate yourself, and continuously strive for self-improvement. Don't wait for somebody else to hand you success on a silver platter. Go out there and make it happen yourself. It's time to get your act together and stop expecting others to carry you through life. Being a man means standing up on your own 2 feet and forging your own path, no matter how hard the journey is. So quit whining, stop looking for handouts, and start proving to yourself and the world, of course, that you're capable of being a self-reliant, independent individual. Anything less is unacceptable. Lesson 3. Emotional intelligence. In today's world, emotional intelligence and vulnerability are essential for building strong relationships and maintaining solid mental health. Emotional intelligence, the capacity to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions and those of others, is a crucial skill that you can't understate the importance of. And too many fathers never teach this to their sons. like Tom in our opening story, you may be among the young men who've grown up without the tools to navigate your emotions and connect with others on a deeper level. Being emotionally intelligent means understanding your feelings, knowing how to express them in a healthy way. This involves honing self-awareness, empathy, and effective communication skills. It also requires managing stress, handling conflict, and making decisions based on a mix of emotions and logic. It's time to take action. Start practicing self-awareness by paying attention to your feelings and understanding why you're experiencing them. Be brutally honest with yourself about your emotions and work on expressing them in a healthy, constructive way. Next, practice empathy. Put yourself in someone else's shoes and try to understand their feelings and perspectives. This will help you build a better connection and improve your communication skills. Lesson 4, the value of meaningful connections and relationships. Wake up and pay attention because this is crucial. In a world where everyone's busy scrolling through their screens and chasing shallow, superficial connections, you gotta understand the true value of meaningful relationships. Yeah, I'm talking about the kind of relationship that actually matters. The ones that last, that make you grow, and that provide you with support when the going gets rough. And let me be brutally honest again here. Your dad might not have taught you this either. But you can't go through life treating people like disposable commodities. Real men value the people in their lives and invest time and effort into building strong, lasting connections. They're not just focused on what they can get from others, but on what they can give as well. It starts with treating your fellow human being with respect, listening to them, and showing genuine interest in their lives. It's about being there for them when they need you, and also allowing them to be there for you. It means putting in the hard work to understand their needs, their feelings, and perspectives, even if that makes you uncomfortable at times. But let me be clear. Building meaningful relationships is not about being a people pleaser or a doormat. You have to balance it with the boundaries we talked about in lesson 1. It's about standing up for yourself while also being empathetic and compassionate towards others. Lesson 5, how to adapt to change and embrace personal growth. Pay attention because this last lesson is as crucial as all of the other lessons I've taught, and if not more. Your dad may have been stuck in his ways, but you can't be like that. The world changes fast, and if you don't adapt, you will fall behind. The world is moving fast, evolving too fast. So stop complaining about the past and face the challenges and opportunities of the future head on. Here's the deal. Personal growth isn't just nice to have, it is a must. Sure, it's uncomfortable and scary, but it's how you become your best self. Do you really want to stay stuck with old habits forever? Or do you want to become the man that you're meant to be? Choosing personal growth means learning new things, even if they test your beliefs. It means admitting when you're wrong and learning from mistakes. It means leaving your comfort zone, even when it's hard. So ask yourself, are you adapting and growing, or clinging to the past and resisting change? It's up to you, but if you want success, choose growth. Don't stay stuck and outdated. Be the man who's always changing, improving, and ready for anything that life brings. Oh, and of course, got a little message for you. Wake the hell up. The world isn't gonna wait for you to figure things out. Your father may have missed the mark when it came to teaching you these essential lessons, but now it's on you, my friend, to learn them and put them into practice. You can't blame anyone else for your lack of growth or your inability to navigate life as a strong, capable man. Take these lessons to heart and start applying them in your life today. No more excuses, no more procrastination, and no more wallowing in self-pity. It's time for you to take charge of your own destiny and start forging the path to the man you want to become. Don't be one of those people who look back on their lives with regret, wishing that they had done this and that differently. Not cowered in the face of this opportunity and just taken the leap. You have the power to change, to grow, to become the best version of yourself, but only if you're willing to put in the work and face these challenges head on.